Hey everybody, Phil Vassar here, and welcome to Songs from the Cellar. It's going to be a great show. I'm so excited about it. My good friend, Mr. Tommy Shaw from Styx, is here today. It's going to be awesome. He's going to be doing some songs for you, telling some great stories, and I'm going to do a song for you too, like it or not. Where will I be? Welcome to Nashville, and welcome to Songs from the Cellar. And go! Because being a writer, I kind of want to know why you wrote Blue Collar Man. How did that come up?
You want the real story?
No, lie to me.
Well, I have obviously haven't held down a lot of blue collar jobs.
Right.
But my father was the gas man. He worked for the Alabama Gas Company for 47 years. So that was my exposure to the world of blue collar. But when I lived in Michigan, I had a friend named Pete who worked for the railroad. And this is in, you know, right before I wrote Blue Collar Man. And he had a four-wheel drive truck, and I had a souped-up Blazer with a lift kit on it. And we used to go out just beating the hell out of him. And one day he got laid off from the railroad and had to go stand in the unemployment line to get, and he was devastated by it. Because it was not what he had, and you know, he liked working hard and getting, you know, and that sort of thing. And I watched the effect that it had on him. And so I guess that was in my mind. Well, here's how it came about. We're playing in Hawaii with Styx at the end of we finished a tour, and some of us went to Hawaii, and we rented this fishing boat. We're going to go out on a fishing boat, and had warned the captain, look, we've been on tour. This could get rowdy. It's going to be kind of crazy. If you're not into it, then we shouldn't really do this.
If you don't want to see going, no. You better leave right now.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're bringing a cooler, it's going to be, and so we call a taxi, this girl picks us up in a station wagon, takes us out there, and on the way she says, you guys ever smoked any Maui buds? And we're like, no. She said, well, you want to? And we're, yeah. And so she passed this joint around, and by the time we got to the boat, we were so high. I mean, we were like,
paranoia going on.
We couldn't talk, and we got out on the boat, and we're all sitting there like for the first hour, and nobody could. It was like the most antisocial thing, and the whole time I could hear this, you know, the sound of the engine, you know, against the wind.
That's awesome.
So once we finally started coming down, we told him we were just really high, and he was like, I was wondering what the hell, this is supposed to be a big, anyway, so that was when I went back, you know,
That's awesome, man.
So that's the kind of, I'm not proud of it,
that's just how it happened. That's a good time, man, that's a good story for a song, it wasn't boring.
Little blue collar man, baby, little blue collar man. I'm just a poor soul in the unemployment.
God, I'm my father, my wife, and my friends. You see them laughing in my face. And I got the power, and I got the will. I'm not a charity case. I'll take the long nights, impossible. Be just what I am. I'm gonna be a blue collar man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take it, Bill.
Make me an offer that I can refuse. Make me a respectable man. This is my last time in the eye.
Because it is funny because, you know, I'm thinking about how did this kid from Alabama end up in a Chicago-based rock and roll band, right? So, I mean, that's pretty crazy.
There really wasn't that that's, you know, long of a path. I left Montgomery when I was about 19 years old, because I'd played in bands with just about everybody around there, and I was wanting to see what else was out there, but I didn't really know how to get there. And an agent from Nashville named Bobby Smith has somehow heard about me, and he called down there and said, I want you to come up to Nashville because we're starting a band. Turns out he wanted to build a band around me, and I felt like I don't know anything. I'm just leaving town, you know, and so I can't do that. But I wound up going to the Electric Circus Ballroom. Was that the name of the place? Printer's Alley.
Yeah.
Electric Circus.
Yeah.
And there was this seven-piece band with a front drummer, just this crazy-ass drummer right up front. And they were playing, they had horns, but they were singing three-part harmonies, kind of like what Styx does.
Yeah.
And playing Uriah Heep songs, but playing like CTA, and it was just, I was just stunned, and I wound up joining that band, and we just took off and did we were on the road for two solid years.
Really?
Yeah. We never really made it, but we had a great band. We had a big following in Chicago at this place called Rush Up on Rush Street. It was like a third floor place. It was an after hours kind of club. And that was where the tour manager from Styx came, and he introduced himself that night and said, you know, tell us who he was and that sort of thing. So when they were looking for somebody about a year and a half later, he found me through, I'd already moved back to Montgomery, but I left my number listed for some reason. And there was no reason not to. Nobody knew who I was. So they found me through directory assistance down in Montgomery and said, come on up to Chicago and audition.
Wow. And you guys are touring like crazy now. I mean, it's like, you know, you're just still, I mean, it's just crazy, man.
Well, there's something about Styx music that's really enduring, and it's very positive and energetic kind of thing where you there's no way to go out and do it half-heartedly.
Yeah,
you just have to come charging out of the gate and do it you know, and there's been some changes over the years, but all those changes have been, you know, it's like a football team where you replace somebody with somebody who's really got
it's
skills,
positive, yeah.
And it brings the team up like that.
Yeah.
And so we've just got this great team of guys, great crew, great management.
People you love to be on the road with, and that's
everybody
a good time.
Loves doing it. There's we're all old enough where nobody needs supervision. Nobody's got to be taken aside and going and having a talk.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, right.
You know?
No talking to anymore. That's always a good part of a band.
1, 2, 3, 4. I've been cheated, been mistreated. Now, when I find a new girl that I
Final cheers. I'm out of wine, so I'm out of wine, so I gotta go get some more. Love you, man. Thanks again.
Love you too, neighbor.
Here we go, brother. Here's to you. Songs of the Cellar. Tommy Shaw. Thank you, my brother. And I'm out. The song we're about to do is a song called Amazing Grace. It's not the Amazing Grace, the gospel song, but it's actually a song. It's a little different. It's about a girl, and it's about high school, and it's definitely one we love to play live. And so we're gonna play it for you right now. I took a drive today. I saw an old willow tree. Thought about a bedroom window. Thought about you and me. Talk about an endless summer. I'm still living it now. Burning in the heat of midnight. I'll never forget how you would whisper, hold me to you. Softly kiss me and hallelujah. I told you that I loved you and watched the tears fall down your face, your sweet face. Back in the days when you were amazing grace. Daddy was a preacher at the church. I wasn't fooling him. He knew every book, chapter, and verse of a young man's sins. But what about those nights when I was just down the hall, holding on to heaven and praying that we wouldn't get caught? So you would whisper, pull me to. Softly kiss me, yeah.